Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
CY Cleveland. A service of Salem Media Group.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. Now, we're going to take a listen to this Virginia Guffery. Well, I can't pronounce the last name. It's very, it's spelled G-U-I-F-F-R-E-I-S, Guffreys. Well, anyhow, this is her last video. She was one of those young women who was a victim, and she knew everybody that came out to Epstein's Island. She knew everybody on the list. She knew about Bill Gates being there. She knew about John Roberts being there. She knew about Bill Clinton being there. She knew about the whole shooting match, who they were, what they did. She became a part of it until she finally left and became a whistleblower. And so, well, we'll just let her tell the story. Go ahead and take it away, John.
There is no client list. Tens of thousands of videos have disappeared into thin air. Some of the most powerful world leaders traveled to Epstein's paedophile island for no reason. There are no victims. Case closed. But the public isn't buying it. And now Virginia Giuffre's final message just blew the whole thing wide open. Recorded before her death and released as a dead man's switch after her death, her video confirms what many have suspected. Epstein wasn't just protected, he was extracted. With help from Bill Barr, with help from Hillary Clinton. Because Epstein wasn't just a criminal, he was an intelligence asset working for the CIA and Mossad, one of their own. And the crimes Hillary tried to bury, they're darker than most people's worst nightmares. This is the episode they never wanted aired. And once the world hears what's on the tape, there's no going back. Before we dive in, a quick word about our partner VP.net, the next generation of private browsing. VP.net is the only VPN designed with true zero-logging architecture. That means, unlike other VPNs, it literally can't track you. So even if governments or bad actors come knocking, there's nothing to hand over. It's that simple. Your data stays yours, period. Virginia Giuffre was found dead earlier this year, and the authorities wasted no time calling it a suicide. But she warned us, if she died under suspicious circumstances, it wasn't her. The elite paedophile ring thought they'd silenced her, like all the victims. They were wrong. Because Virginia left behind a final weapon, a dead man's switch. A digital time bomb designed to blow the lid of the world's darkest secrets. 24 hours after her death, the switch was triggered. And Virginia's recordings were sent to a small group of trusted alternative media outlets that she knew and trusted. So, what's inside? Names, dates, forensic proof of household names and VIPs visiting Epstein's paedophile island, including Hillary Clinton, yet another high-level US politician caught in Epstein's trap. But it goes further. We're talking multiple world leaders and European royalty, multiple Hollywood household names including Hanks and Clooney, multinational CEOs, and philanthropists including Bill Gates. Like the list of VIP paedophiles that Trump advisor Alina Habba confirmed in February, the administration possesses.
But in this case, in Epstein's case, it is incredibly disturbing. We have flight logs, we have information, names, that will come out.
Is it going to be shocking?
I don't see how it's not shocking that there were so many individuals.
I'm in a green room at Fox, and I'm not going to say who because they didn't give me permission to share it. But well, the short story, but not who they are, says, you know, Epstein's an intelligence asset for people in the Middle East, right? I'm like, no, I didn't know that. I'm like, you sure of that? The person, let's say, is like, I'm absolutely sure of that. There's a big assumption out there that these videotapes were exclusively in the custody of Epstein. That's a huge mistake. The reason they wanted this story to go away is because there's an assumption like, oh yeah, Epstein had him. No, he wasn't the only one who had him, according to this source. These assets, that's why this blackmail story makes so much sense. Which Middle Eastern countries they are, I don't know. But this person, who's a very, very good reporter, I mean, aces, right? swore Epstein was either a witting or unwitting intelligence asset, and they may have had his plane wired up, and they're the ones who have all this stuff. So the point is, to sum it up, how do you know some of these countries aren't going to some of these power players who aren't making decisions? Because, hey, he wouldn't want this video out there, right?
This is the real client list, the one they're terrified you'll get to see. They're so desperate to keep it buried, the DOJ and FBI have done a full 180 in the space of 3 months. They've thrown away every shred of credibility, now claiming that Epstein had no client list at all. So let's get this straight. Ghislaine Maxwell is serving 20 years in prison for trafficking minors to no one. The official narrative is falling apart, riddled with more holes than the blundering 9/11 cover-up. On Monday, the DOJ released the long-promised video from Epstein's cell. But there's just one problem. Conveniently, the video skips a whole minute at 11:59 p.m. A clean jump. Right before the moment, they were supposed to prove to the world that he killed himself. They either think we're all stupid, or they're flat out mocking us right now. How are we supposed to believe the official story when the cover-up keeps unravelling right in front of us? Back in March, Attorney General Pam Bondi herself said that the Epstein client list was sitting on her desk, ready for her review for public release. Clear as day.
DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients? Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump. I'm reviewing that. I'm reviewing JFK files, MLK files. That's all in the process of being reviewed because that was done at the directive of the president from all of these agencies.
So have you seen anything that you said, oh, my gosh?
Not yet.
Later that month, she admitted there were tens of thousands of videos, footage of Epstein and his associates and underage children.
Tens of thousands of videos of Epstein with children or child porn. And there are hundreds of victims. And no one victim will ever get released. It's just the volume, and that's what they're going through right now.
Then something changed behind the scenes, something massive. In April, FBI head Kash Patel and Deputy Chief Dan Bongino started visibly squirming whenever the topic came up, looking like they were in a hostage video. Suddenly, they were denying the tapes even existed.
Again, logical play out. If there was a video of some guy or gal committing felonies on an island and I'm in charge, don't you think you'd see it?
And now in July, Pam Bondi's DOJ says actually there are no videos, no names, no victims. Ghislaine Maxwell trafficked children to nobody. Epstein was innocent. Nothing to see here, folks. And just like that, case closed. Are we really expected to buy that?
This is going to be an unmitigated disaster. I don't know how they got Trump and the DOJ to do this because the public is not buying it. No one is buying it.
As James O'Keefe's undercover investigation revealed, the deep state isn't a theory. It's real. And it's been running its own operation for years, cutting out the president, dodging oversight, and answering to no one. The intelligence agencies don't serve the people anymore. They serve themselves. So are we really supposed to be surprised when they investigate themselves and magically find no ties to Epstein? No blackmail, no wrongdoing, nothing to see here. Give us a break.
I work in the intelligence community. I work in the CIA. I do cyber operations. I've been doing it for a long time.
So how long have you been working at the CIA?
Since 2008.
Okay.
I also worked at NSA, though. And then I have a TSSCI with a full scope polygraph. That means that I'm fully vetted.
Amjad Fasisi shows her his CIA identification badge.
No, where does it say?
Does it?
Hey, that's the point.
That's the point.
What's CMC?
China Mission Center, darling. That's my mission center.
Gotcha.
Amjad talks about how the CIA kept information from Trump.
Like working?
We kept information from him.
Say one more time.
We kept information from him.
From Trump?
Yes. He's an idiot. There are certain people that would give him a high-level overview, but never give him any details. Do you know why?
Amjad Fasisi states the higher-ups within the intel community, including CIA directors Mike Pompeo and Gina Haspel, and the upper levels of their staffs colluded to withhold information from sitting President Trump.
So the agencies kind of like all got together and said, we're not going to tell Trump.
The higher-ups.
The higher-ups.
You put it this way, the executive staff. We're talking about the director and his subordinates.
Like, what titles are they?
Director of the CIA.
Director of the CIA would keep...
Yes.
Are you guys still watching him?
I would say yes.
It sounds like you guys are still watching him and his team.
Of course we are. Nothing goes by without somebody watching.
According to Virginia Giuffre, Epstein wasn't just a predator, he was an asset, working for both the CIA and Mossad. So of course they protected him, and of course they kept him alive. He was too valuable, a weapon used to compromise powerful men and bend Washington to their will. Now, the blackmailed are showing their true colours, and the few who aren't compromised, they've been threatened, even with assassination. DC is drowning in fear and confusion, and Virginia's dead man switch just blew the lid off. Because in her files, one name keeps coming up. Hillary Clinton. Why? Because she'll do anything to keep her island visits buried. And because she's not just a player, she's a commander in the deep state's war on the duly elected president. How did Hillary help Epstein fake his own death? We'll break it down right after this important message from our sponsor. The global elite are raking in crypto billions, rigging markets to keep regular Americans like you broke. It's a deliberate wall. And as viewers of this channel already know, the globalists want you enslaved, not free. BlockTrust IRA is smashing that with their Animus AI trading platform, which has been designed to outsmart the hedge fund managers so that everyday Americans have a chance at real financial independence. This is the number one crypto platform, crowned by Bitcoin Magazine from over 1,500 rivals. Thousands of ordinary Americans like you are already raking in 250% returns, backed by $200 million in military-grade security. The globalists absolutely hate this platform. It has created 80,000 new millionaires already. BlockTrust IRA's mission aligns with ours. Financial freedom is the key to fighting back against the shadowy elite. So please visit tpvcrypto.com, links below, to find out more. For a limited time, they're offering my viewers up to $2,500 in bonus crypto when you open an account. Visit tbvcrypto.com and join the revolution today. Want to know why Matt Gaetz was blocked from becoming Attorney General? Why Trump loyalists, people who stood by him through everything, suddenly turned on Gaetz and killed the nomination? Because Israel couldn't trust him. They knew he couldn't be trusted to play ball. He couldn't be controlled. So they gave the order to the compromised Congress, and Gaetz was tossed aside to be replaced with a woman they knew they could intimidate into compliance with their agenda.
You got a 99%.
On Epstein, issue. Bill Barr is the one that needs to be called in to give sworn testimony on what happened there at Bureau of Prisons, because there's just no way that the story you're getting is the real story there. No freaking way. And Bill Barr knows it.
I think most people believe that, right? Like, it's got no way that's.
I actually think that on Epstein, it was a foreign government that took him out. I don't think it was a domestic enterprise.
Really?
I do. I'm not going to say which one, but I don't think it was domestic inspired to take out of him. I think that was a foreign operation, government sponsored.
So foreign operation took out Epstein inside of our prison?
Yes.
So they must have been allowed to.
Oh, I think it was in concert with people in our government.
Wow.
But not at like some, you know, low level guard getting bribed kind of way.
Yeah.
At a state to state level.
So that's probably a lot of partied interests in keeping that under wraps.
You better believe it. Weapon systems at play, global deals at play.
Interesting. You have evidence to back that up?
I just am positing it as a theory.
Wow.
Matt Gaetz is right. It was a foreign intelligence operation government sponsored that took Epstein out of the prison system. But they didn't act alone. They worked hand in hand with the US deep state, led by Hillary Clinton, in coordination with Bill Barr, both of whom had their own reasons for helping the blackmailers, personal reasons. Bill Barr's ties to Epstein go way back, all the way to the 1970s. It was Barr's own father who gave a young unqualified Jeffrey Epstein his first job at the elite Dalton School in Upper East Side Manhattan. Despite no degree, no experience, just an unhealthy obsession with underage girls. That's right. The Attorney General at the time of Epstein's so-called death was no neutral party. He was a longtime family friend. It was his own father who pulled strings to help Epstein forge his path into New York's elite, giving him his first job and opening the doors. This wasn't justice, it was protection from the very top. Once again, they expect us to chalk it up to just another coincidence. Because apparently in their world, corruption, cover-ups and corpse swapping all happen by accident. And Hillary? She's not just connected, she's committed. A fully embedded deep state operative. According to Virginia Giuffre, Hillary has been to the island multiple times. In the second installment of Giuffre's Dead Man Switch, she says that when the public understands the role played by Israel, there'll be a reckoning. And as for when they understand the full extent of Hillary Clinton's crimes, it won't just be a scandal. All hell will break loose.
If you're hearing this, it means I'm dead. Not missing, not in hiding. Dead. And it wasn't a suicide. It wasn't an accident. I was murdered because I know too much. Because I refuse to shut up. And this is one of several tapes I've sent to trusted journalists. People who still care about truth, who still dare to stand up to power. If you're one of them, thank you. Please don't stop. This is part of a series I've prepared called The Justice Files, and it's aimed at one thing, making damn sure the monsters who trafficked me and others like me who abused us, who murdered those who spoke out, they don't get away with it. My name is Virginia Giuffre. What matters is that I was a victim of Jeffrey Epstein. You know who I mean. The billionaire creep who killed himself in that prison, except he didn't. That was all a lie. He's still alive. He's laughing. He's bragging. He's out there doing it again. So how do I know? Because I was in the system. I was trafficked by him for years to the kind of men who appear on magazine covers and look important and shake hands at summits. I know how these networks work, and I still have contacts, other survivors, employees, even some people still caught in the system, still forced to serve. Word gets around. Jeffrey's not even hiding it anymore. He brags about it to the sick freaks who still worship him, says he pulled off the greatest vanishing act of the century, says they'll never catch him now. And you know what? He might be right, unless people wake the hell up. Here's what actually happened. Jeffrey didn't die in that cell. The body they wheeled out, that wasn't him. That was Hillary Clinton's brother. His name was Tony Rodham. And yeah, he looked close enough to pass for Jeffrey if you squinted and didn't ask questions. Hillary killed him over some property fight, then used his corpse to fake Jeffrey's death. The truth is, Hillary is far worse than Bill. People don't talk about her visits to the island, but they should, because she's not just complicit. She's a much darker figure, sick, cold, and ruthlessly effective. When those tapes drop, and they will, people are going to lose their minds. She knows it. That's why she's doing everything in her power to stop it. She cannot let the truth come out. There's too much at stake. Too many reputations, too much power to lose. That's why the feds played along. The cameras conveniently glitched. The guards just happened to fall asleep. And the DOJ's top brass, they made the call. Epstein didn't die. He walked out. Right through a service exit, climbed into the back of a government SUV like it was Uber Black, driven straight to a private airfield in Jersey. And where did he go? Israel. Why? Because he was working for them the whole damn time. His blackmail operation, his whole setup, it wasn't just about money or perversion. It was intelligence, strategic compromise. Every time a powerful man raped a girl in one of Epstein's mansions, there were cameras, microphones, full surveillance. Every move recorded. And those tapes, they weren't just for his vault. They were sent straight to Israeli handlers. And now they've got everything, every name, every act, every crime. That's why so many U.S. officials suddenly flip their scripts. It's not ideology. It's fear. They're being blackmailed. Or worse, they're being threatened. I've heard the warnings passed around. Obey or end up like JFK. And don't think that's an empty threat. These people have no limits. Kill or be killed, they say. They kill when it's convenient. They erase. They delete. Just like they're trying to delete me. But I won't let them. Even in death, I won't let them. That's what this tape is for. That's what all my tapes are for, to expose the deep state apparatus, the global trafficking ring, the politicians and billionaires who use children like pawns, and the system that protects them. I was passed around like property, but I am not property. I am not a ghost. I am testimony. And if you're hearing this, it means the truth is still alive. Keep going. Don't stop. They're not untouchable. Not if we all stand up.
Virginia Giuffre isn't the only victim of the elite paedophile ring to blow the whistle on Hillary Clinton's unimaginably horrific past. An FBI criminal profiler has blown the whistle, talking about the sheer animal horror of viewing Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin's frazzled drip crime scene. Warning, what you're about to hear includes descriptions of abuse so horrific, so depraved, they go far beyond what most people can even imagine. These are the darkest corners of human cruelty, told by somebody who witnessed them.
Somebody sent it to me. I would not advise you to have a look at it. She and her spokeswoman, they put a 5-year-old girl naked on a table, bind it, and then with a scalpel, they start to remove the face.
Oh, my God.
And you hear this child screaming, screaming. And they take off the face, and Hillary Clinton puts it on her face and goes to the child. You see, the child is all flesh, and then the eyes pull, and this child sees her own face on the face of Clinton. I will never forget that image, and I never the scream. That's how evil these people are.
Here at The People's Voice, we're determined to continue exposing the crimes of the elite, but we need your help. Subscribe to the channel, tell your friends and family about us, and join the People's Voice Locals community for exclusive and uncensored content. We can't do without you. Government agencies, NSA, CIA, Mossad, you name it, are tapping at every move online, feeding their globalist surveillance machine. Your VPN isn't saving you. Your VPN is spying on you.
Alrighty, we're back. John, you know, do you remember Wiener's laptop and what was on that? Remember you talked about those police officers, if what they saw, the ones that, you know, 7 out of the 9 ended up dead, reportedly saw that. They watched that on there and told they had to stand down, okay? Unbelievable. Whatever happened to Wiener's laptop, anyhow?
I don't know, Pastor Ernie. I have no idea. It was big news. And several of the police officers had committed suicide. I think about 4 of them did, Pastor Ernie, in a very short time. But apparently it was horrific things done to children that was on that video.
Do you really think they committed suicide, or do you think they were arcanicided?
Well, I'm sure... I can't be sure, but I'm reasonably sure that it was Arkansas.
Yeah.
They knew too much.
And this is where, Trump, now, I don't know what's going on now. What is going on here again? Remember, Bongino and Patel, Cash Patel, they had actually come out. And I heard them verify Bondi's story that there was none. But now all of a sudden, they're saying no. They want to walk it back. I don't. What is going on there? Do you have any idea,
Pastor Ernie? Look at the sequence here. Trump was fighting to get that bill passed. Remember the Republicans holding out and all.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he signed it on July 4th. He was very pleased, and it made a big deal. He signed the bill.
Oh, I think I know where you're going now. Go ahead. Yeah, I think I know where you're going. Go ahead.
Yeah, Pastor Ernie. And then what was it, Sunday? Saturday or Sunday? And on the weekend, bizarre, it came out that Bondi said that they're closing the case. On Epstein, there is no, they didn't come up with this list, this client list and all. So that was like 2 days after this big fight for the bill. Maybe, Pastor Ernie, maybe there are Republican names in there. And they couldn't let them out, Pastor Ernie. And then 2 days after that, all of a sudden, Comey and Brennan are under big headlines. They're under investigation. Look at the timing of this. I think they let it out about Comey and
Brennan.
That's low-hanging fruit, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah.
They could have, 2 weeks into Bondi being appointed, they could have gotten Comey and Brennan. I mean, we watched them commit perjury before the trial, before the Senate hearings and all that. They were outright, in fact, the one of them admitted that what he said, committing perjury, was the best thing he could think of at the time. He admitted making perjury before the hearings. So they could have gotten them any time, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah, well, Clapper, remember, too, Clapper said when they asked him, did you lie, he said yes. But remember what they said, national intelligence. It was for national intelligence. I don't know. I don't believe it.
Right. So there we go. But why all of a sudden they signed the bill on Friday, July 4th, like 2 days later, all of a sudden, Epstein, nothing there, see nothing, hear nothing. The Epstein case, Bondi said she had the list right in front of her and they were going over it, and she said she had the videos and they didn't want, they wanted to make sure that innocent people were protected and all. And all of a sudden now they have nothing.
Let me ask you this, because Gates, you know, Gates, they wanted to have Gates in that position to begin with. He would have been a good one. Israel stopped him. I knew that back then. The word was coming out. What happens now? Let me see. Now Trump's up against him between a rock and a hard spot. I saw Trump get very upset yesterday when they started asking questions about Epstein. He got very upset. So do you think this, because you want to believe, because people like Bondi and Cash Patel and Bongiorno, you know, I consider to be decent people, good people, not, you know. But do you think that the reason that this has taken place is this deception is to protect some real innocent people?
No, I don't. I think it's to protect big, powerful people.
Yeah, I have a tendency to agree. I would like to believe that it was to protect innocent people, but you know, but you're right. I agree with you. It's boy. So what do you think is going to happen now? Do you think that Trump's right now? It seemed like Trump was leaning towards supporting Bondi, and. I don't know. Why do you think she did this? You don't think she's incompetent, do you? Do you think she was just obeying orders?
This came from Trump, Pastor Ernie. This came directly from Trump. Trump's in control of this. Do you remember during his campaign for the presidency, he campaigned on transparency about all the records from John Kennedy's assassination, right?
Yep, he absolutely did, yeah.
Didn't he campaign on releasing the documents there on Robert Kennedy's assassination?
Yeah.
Didn't he say he was going to release documents about the assassination of Martin Luther King?
Yep, he did. He sure did.
And didn't he say he was going to they were going to post all the information about Epstein, including his client list?
Yeah, I believe he did.
Yes,
and
so she would not have done that without him putting pressure on it.
So now, what do you think he's going to do? I mean, he's got the Bongiorno, and I mean, all of a sudden you've got all this drama, okay? In there, they claim that they're going to Patel. They're going to quit. They're going to unless he replaces Bondi. What do you think he's going to do?
I don't think he's going to replace Bondi. I mean, he needs her in there. She's already, like, cooperated and done what he wanted to do. So I think that they, Patel and Bongino are expendable in this. But Pastor Ernie, this has changed everything about Trump. I mean, he was going great guns and great things were happening. And, man, everything he wanted was coming to play. And then this, there's something huge behind this, Pastor Ernie. Huge. And I happen to believe that part of it is they're Republicans. They're Republicans in there, and they're protecting. I believe they're protecting the Republicans. Now, it could be other things also, but look, just look at the timing. On the 4th, after pressure and all sorts of pressure to get the Republicans to line up, the bill is passed and he signs it. 2 days later, this whole thing about Epstein explodes. 2 days, and it was on a weekend. Why couldn't it have been released on a Monday or a Tuesday? On the weekend, the July 4th weekend, and then 2 days after that, all of a sudden, big announcement, Comey and Brennan are under FBI, are under the Justice Department investigation.
So now that Jamie Raskin has come out and said, well, let me... We're going to a break. We'll be back right after this.
A little girl lay dying. She was only 8 years old. She said, I want to see the preacher. So they left them. Will you make me a promise? She said as he walked in. He said, tell me what I can do. She said this to him. Said I know I'm dying, but that's not why I'm sad. I know I'll go to heaven, but what about my dad? I told them about Jesus, but I could not make them see. So when they come to my funeral, would you do this for me?
Tell Mom and Dad about Jesus and all the pain that he had to bear. Tell Mom and Dad about heaven above, how that they can see me there. Tell Mom and Dad about Jesus, tell them what he's done for.
Said they dropped me off at Sunday school, and I'm so glad they did. But how great it would have to be in a church service with them. She said, promise me you'll tell them. As she faded off to sleep, he said, sweetheart, don't worry. That's a promise that I'll keep.
Tell Mom and Dad about Jesus and all the pain that he had to bear. about Jesus, please, so I'll see them again. Tell mom and dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them again.
Alrighty. Alrighty, we're back, and I gotta tell you, people remind me to let the folks know about the church service on Sunday at Doers of the Word Baptist Church, and so I'm going to do that. It's we start at 9 a.m. with an in-depth Bible study. We really get into the Word. We take it to a different level, and that goes until 10 o'clock, and then we go into prayer, and we have prayer between 10 and 11 and 11:30. And then 11:30, the morning service starts, and I'll be preaching, lest the Lord changes it up, on exactly what we're talking about here tonight, about deception. And so the Bible has a lot to say about that. And then at 5 p.m., Pastor Hal, he preaches the evening service, and he's always got a good message, heaven sweet and hell hot. And so that's Doers of the Word Baptist Church, you folks out there. Doers of the Word Baptist Church, 14781 Sperry Road. That's 14781 Sperry Road. That's right at the corner of Sperry and Route 87, Kinsman Road and Sperry Road in Geauga County. Again, that's in Newberry, Ohio. In Newberry, Ohio. And the phone number there, in case you're on your way out and you get lost, you can give us a call. And if we know where you're at, we can tell you how to get where we're at. And that number is 440-338-1036. That's 440-338-1036. All right. Going back, my chain of thought. I was trying to remember. I was going to ask you a question, but okay, I'm going to go ahead. We'll take a couple quick calls. So let's go and take Jack. Jack, you're in the air.
Yes, this is an interesting period of time because some decisions are going to be made over the weekend. There's rumors that Trump is going to fire the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board this weekend.
He can only fire him if he can prove. See, here's what the chatter has it said, that Powell was caught. And somebody apparently has him in a conversation with some other Democrats, stating that they're not going to let Trump. They're going to keep the interest rates high. They're not going to let Trump. You know, they're going to do everything they can to hurt his terms. But go ahead.
Well, there would be financial chaos if he did even attempt to fire of the Federal Reserve Board, but let's just say he did, he would still have to appoint a but that isn't the end of it. The replacement that he appoints has to be confirmed by the Senate, and that's not necessarily a done deal. But also over the weekend, he's preparing more weapons for Ukraine and more sanctions against Russia that he's supposedly going to be announcing Monday. It'll put us closer to World War III. And now we have the scandal. We have the scandal where you might see Patel and Bongino resigning. I'm expecting them over the weekend to enlist the help of Elon Musk. But as far as Trump and his seemingly don't want to talk about Epstein. Look, there's got to be things in his background that he could be blackmailed on. He's probably being blackmailed not to go forward with releasing this stuff on Epstein. It may have nothing to do with Epstein, just something that he's done in his past.
Well, we can speculate till the cows come home. There could be a lot of reasons for that. Now, you know, that Jamie Raskin is saying that it's Trump that they're trying to, they're covering for.
Well, I think the big mistake that Pam Bondi made was saying that all the videos she has was nothing more than child porn and will never see the light of day. Now, obviously, that's not true. We're looking for the videos on all the surveillance cameras that were in all the rooms in his mansions, including the island. That has nothing to do with child porn. That's what we want to see. That's what's not going to be released. It didn't even make sense what she said. And all of a sudden now this is an issue of child porn, and so horrible we can't see it.
All right, very good.
So I'll leave it there, and let's see what happens Monday.
I guess that's all we can do, huh?
Yeah.
All right, thanks. Let's go to Brian out in Texas. Brian, you're out there in McTernan land.
Good afternoon, Pastor. Is my call coming in clear?
Yeah, you're loud and clear.
Okay, I want to start out saying thank you for taking my call, and I want to say God bless you, and may the Lord continue to give you the health and strength that you will get and receive, because you're a man of God. And I just called to want to thank everybody across the country that's been praying for our state, and I want to say to you, Pastor, thank you for everything that you always pray for our state, and for Donald Trump, our president, coming down here to Dallas, Fort Worth area, and his wife, and all the our governor, Greg Abbott, and all the representatives of our state and all the other states that have prayed for us, Pastor. And I just want to say thank you, and God bless you. Your radio station is one of the best on the planet.
Well, I thank you so much for those kind words. And
y'all have a good night, and God bless you, Pastor.
You too. Thanks, Brian. All righty, we're coming up.
Pastor Ernie, previous caller there mentioned that they were trying to hide, they had stuff on Trump, you know, in the with Epstein. I think that would have come out in his first you know, run, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah, I do too. Again, remember,
they would have brought it out the first time.
Well, remember back in 2000, I remember watching Trump, and they were, again, I know I've mentioned this before, they were interviewing Trump, and they asked him, what do you think about Bill Clinton? Because they knew that he had attended Clinton's wedding, and Clinton had attended his wedding, okay? And his response was, he's a nice enough guy, but he needs to stay away from that island. That island out there, that he said, that's a very bad place, very, very bad. Nobody should go. They should stay away from that island. And he made a point to get that out about Epstein's Island to let people know. And so then remember when Epstein came to Mar-a-Lago and Trump banned
Trump
him from Mar-a-Lago.
Huh? Yeah, Trump threw him out and banned him. Yeah, he apparently was coming on to some of the younger girls there, and Trump threw him out and told him he can't ever come back.
Yeah. And so if there had been anything on Trump, if they'd had any goods on him, that would have come out then, don't you think?
Yeah, I'm sure it would have.
Yeah, so, but I mean, we don't know. We may never know. I mean, because, you know, look, we never... Even to this very day, we haven't gotten all the truth on JFK's assassination, or, you know, look at 9/11. You know, still we haven't gotten all the truth on 9/11. A lot of it's come out things that they didn't want to come out. But anyhow, so.
Well, what do we know about the assassination attempt on Trump last year?
Yeah,
I mean, we don't know anything.
I think some, like five or six Secret Service agents were involved, were just got fired, you know, that were supposed to have been providing security. Okay, pardon? I didn't hear that again. Alex, okay. We got time for one quick phone call. This will be the last one. Alex, you're in there. You got about 2 minutes because we're out of time. Go ahead.
Okay, I know you got to give the invitation, so I will keep this short, but you know, you want to know the truth about Epstein, you have to look at the reporting from Whitney Webb. She wrote a book called One Nation Under Blackmail, volumes 1 and 2. You can find all her reporting and her research on her website and her Substack called Unlimited Hangout. Just Google up Whitney Webb, Unlimited Hangout. You can type it in right now. It's all there. I mean, the amount of people that are involved with Epstein is just mind-boggling.
It's I know.
It's cabinet. It's Congress. It's generals. It's attorneys. I mean, it's all these people. And you know what? At this point in time, Trump has completely betrayed the American people. He had a chance to show us the truth, and he hasn't done it. Cash Patel was put in office to sweep us under the rug and make it go away. I mean, at this juncture, I have no doubt his name's on those flight logs and that he was on that island, too. And he was doing just absolutely heinous and sick things. There's no defense for this. So thank you, Pastor. I know you have to give the invitation. God bless. Have an awesome weekend. And everyone out there, please be safe.
All right. You thank too. You go ahead. John, that's your cue. You've got about 7 minutes.
Quick question, Pastor Ernie, we get into it. Why would Trump run on his campaign about releasing the Epstein, records?
Well, this is why I'm asking the question. Look, there's too much we don't know. There's too much we don't know, and I know that all of the, you've got what he just mentioned there. There's, I don't know how many different reports out there. It's all like what we just showed or aired tonight. We haven't been able to really verify any of this ourselves. I mean, and so what we have to do, there's so much speculation, and you're right. Look, Trump, if Trump was involved in, let's say on Epstein's, it was a part of that, the Democrats who were, we know how many Democrats were involved in that big time. I mean, look, half the Congress is pedophiles, and the Democrats, the males. You got Jamie Raskin, you got all these people out there, Schiff, Adam Schiff, all of these people. I mean, just unbelievable. So, I don't know. We gotta take it at this point. We gotta look at what Trump has done up to this point, and he's done the right things up to this point. And then you and I got to know, what does he know that we don't know? What is it that he's sitting on that we don't know?
Exactly, Pastor Ernie, exactly. So anyways, we'll get on with the gospel presentation, but this is really, really kind of confusing, and it's cloudy, it's foggy, and we're just going to have to wait to see how this unfolds.
Yep, you're right. You sure are right. All right, my friend, go ahead.
All right, Pastor Ernie, let's go for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it's very simple. It's the gospel is not complicated. So I'm going to read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting at verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel. Pretty clear, Pastor Ernie. He's going to declare unto us the gospel here, which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved. So here we have Paul laying out the gospel, and we're saved. And that saved means eternal life. It means that our sin has been remitted. There's no longer a penalty for sin. And we can have assurance of eternal life. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. There it is. That is the gospel. It is not complicated. And we know when it says Christ died for our sins, of course, that's on the cross. He died on the cross and shed his blood to pay the penalty for our sin. How much time, Pastor Ernie, is left?
You got about 90 seconds.
Oh, that went fast. So, here, folks, it's simple. It's not complicated. What you need to do is repent of sin. That is part of the gospel, that repentance of sin that repentance and remission of sin should be preached on all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. So, folks, that is the message of Jesus Christ. That's what Paul laid out. It's simple but profound. You must repent of sin. That's your will kicking in. And you were living a life of sin without Christ. Now you're turning, repenting. You're facing Christ. You're going to follow him. You're going to follow his word. And you believe, you confess with your mouth that Christ died on the cross, the sinless, only begotten Son of God, died on the cross, shed his blood to pay the penalty for your sin. And then third day, he bodily rose from the dead in power.
I made a mistake, John. You got an extra minute. So got about 2 minutes.
Oh,
go ahead.
Pastor Ernie. Okay. Well, I got ahead of myself.
Yeah.
But here's folks, it's profound what the Lord did. On the cross, he was sinless. But on the cross, he became sin for us. Because the Bible says the wages of sin is death, and death ultimately is eternal separation from God in the place the Bible calls the lake of fire. And that if you go before God without Jesus Christ as your advocate, as the Bible calls him, you have to pay the penalty for sin by yourself. But Jesus took that. God loves you. He took that penalty on the cross. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, it says that Christ became sin for us. He took the penalty that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So he took our sin, and God applied Christ's righteousness to us. And that's how you get to heaven, folks. It's not works at all. How can works pay the penalty for sin? How can it? Can't. So it is confession, repentance, and confession. And then the Bible says that when God raised, that Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so also we should walk in newness of life. So the second part of the gospel is that he bodily rose from the dead. And when we believe in Christ, that same resurrection power can be in us. And that's where the new life in Christ comes in. So the cross pays the penalty for the sin, and we become righteousness in Christ before God. And the resurrection is the power. And that power can come into our life and break any
type of bond. We're out of time. Okay, we're out of time, so we got to say good night. Right. We've got to say God bless. And then we have to say always. Ready?
Always.
Keep
fighting.
Get ready to do it. Fight. Fight. Fight.
Fight.
Fight.
Fight.
Have it.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No.